My name is Camille, and it just so happens that at a young age, I had a daughter, and her name is Camille as well. I had her at a pretty young age, and she was an awesome kid. But when she got into high school, she started getting into different type of things, and I started realizing that she was doing some of the same things that I had done in high school, like drugs and boys, and I probably should stop right there with that. But she started really developing some really bad behavior, and I was really trying to convince her to stay in school because she was skipping school. She had just really got out of control, and I was really trying to convince her. I was really trying to talk to her, and I don't know if any of you guys have ever had daughters, but when you give birth to a daughter, you've given birth to a genius, and all Earth's problems are now solved because she's here. Everybody else just step back. She knows everything. She'll take care of this. And that's exactly what I had. And I was really on her. And one day I just came to her and I was going to be stern. I was lecturing her, you need to stay in school, you need to do this. And she looked me right in my face and said, well, if staying in school and going to college is so great, why didn't you do it? Now, me, I'm very competitive. I don't believe in losing, especially an argument to my own kid. So one thing I noticed about my life was that I watched my mother be on welfare, and I watched her mother be on welfare. And at that time, I was also on welfare. And so because I'm not going to lose an argument, I called up a university, and I set myself up an appointment for when she would be out of school so that she can come with me. And so I got admitted to a university, and it was time for me to go see an advisor, and I had to schedule classes. And I said, I made my appointment for when she was out of school so that she could go with me. And so we went and we did all of that. And just to make a long story short is that eventually it worked. It actually worked. She actually ended up graduating high school. And she actually ended up going to college. And at the time, I'm still in college trying to prove a point, and I was studying technology project management. And you know, I'm so excited, you know, this worked. And I asked her, I said, well, what do you want to be? And she says, oh, I'm going to be a neurological surgeon. That's exactly what my bank account said. I like to call that story the day my bank account said I cracked jokes. But how do you tell your kid that they can't finish school simply because you can't afford it? And after all, it was the entire purpose of me going. So I didn't really know what to do. And so you guys' tax dollars kicked in, and she went to the United States Army. I kept pushing and pushing, and she called me one day. She went down with her friend on a buddy system. Her friend really wanted to go. She just took the test with her friend, and she said she scored high enough to be able to study medicine with him. And it was just like, thank you, God. Oh, my God, thank you. And so then she went into the United States Army. And so the interesting thing about this being about transformation is that I was so close to graduating, it wouldn't have made any sense for me to stop. I only had one semester left. And so I went ahead and I finished my semester. And I ended up being the only kid between my mother and my father to graduate with a 4-year degree. Well, before that, as an African-American woman, my whole life was set up around statistics. I was supposed to be on social services. I was supposed to, if I had a kid, I would collect child support. Everything was just set just like this for me. This is how it is. And I had no other hopes, I had no other expectations. But when they put that degree in my hand, everything just started to change. Everything started to change. And what was at one point for me just a one-way street, when I was standing there holding that degree, I realized that it was a whole highway at that point. I realized that I had options after options. I started looking at jobs and deciding I would never want to work there. When before that, it was just like, oh God, please, somebody hire me. But now it was just like, now it kind of almost transformed me into knowing my worth. And so now I'm studying information security in the master's program, all because I lectured a kid in a lecture I thought that was to change somebody else's life, changed the life of my entire household. So the day I gave her that lecture was the day that I transformed into the person that's standing here today.